Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud. Rock, yeah. Local.
Our band is actually from the surrounding immediate metropolitan area encompassing that which is known as the Great Northwest.
Good evening, rockaholics. Thanks for joining us. This is Loud and Local on the Rock, featuring music born right here in the Great Pacific Northwest. 99.9 KISW.
It is Sunday night, 11 p.m. My name is Kevin Deers, and we have an hour dedicated to all that is awesome within the 206, the 253, the 425, the 360, and, you know, maybe if we feel a little randy, some 509. It is all local Northwest music, and I am proud to say it's been an awesome weekend for local music. We had a band that played on Friday alongside last week's band, Mother Crone, in the studio tonight. They are called Year of the Cobra. We'll be talking to them in just a few. But right now, I want to start things off on a very sad, bittersweet, but awesome and triumphant note. The band 3 Inches of Blood, we've loved them for years. They're playing their last official show ever in Vancouver, BC tonight. I got some friends up there. They said it's totally bitchin' show, though traffic was like a total bitch to get up there. So either way, 2 3 Inches of Blood songs back to back. It's Deadly Sinners here on Loud and Local on The Rock.
Walk on!
With Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
It's a game, it's the same. The race is just a lie, who's to blame? It's the same. Who's an asset?
by the name of Noise. Awesome, awesome band, and played with Swingin' Utters just recently in Tacoma. That band is from Tacoma. They call the South End their home. So much props go out to the Tacoma scene. Some really cool things going on, especially an all-ages venue that just opened up by the name of Real Art in South Tacoma Way. Not exactly a hotbed of all-ages music, but it's really cool that they have something going on over there. And just last night, they had David Bazan play there. And they have a bunch of really cool shows coming up. So make sure you check out Real Art Tacoma's page and get yourself and get your ass on down to that venue. Used to be known as the Viaduct, if you're familiar with that venue. Before that, 3 Inches of Blood, two tracks by that band, Vancouver, BC's very own Metal Bastards, doing their last show probably right now up in BC. And, you know, if you're not up there, just blast some 3 Inches of Blood with me and enjoy. We have a band by the name of Euro the Cobra. We're going to be talking to them in just a few. They played a badass show with Mother Crone this past Friday at the High Dive. We're going to be talking about that, play some songs from them. But we're going to go to commercial break and be back with more Loud and Local on The Rock.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
And we're back here on Loud and Local on 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Right now, we're in the studio. A very awesome band I'm proud to present to you. First time up here on Loud and Local, Year of the Cobra. What's up?
What's up?
What's up, man?
Oh, you know, doing the damn thing. So you are a two-piece, so it's going to be pretty easy. Do your introduction and what you play and contribute to the Year of the Cobra.
All right, we are Year of the Cobra. We are a two-piece doom stoner duo. I am Amy. I play bass and I sing.
I'm John. I play drums.
Right on. And you were mentioning before we went on air that you guys played at the High Dive on Friday. I was there, but you played your first show at the High Dive.
Yeah. In January.
That's crazy. That you guys are so tight, your songs are so well constructed, and yet you've played together for less than a year.
Yeah. Basically, it was kind of a cool full circle. We've played in, you know, many bands in our past, but yeah, this band is
together?
Brand new. No, separately.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Finally joined forces, and we're stoked with what's happening.
Yeah, super stoked.
Right on. So how'd you guys get on that gig? Are you guys good friends with Mother Crone?
Oh, yeah. We went on tour with them.
Yeah, we did a West Coast tour with them.
Oh, that's awesome.
Summer. Yeah, they're our brother band. We love those guys.
Perfect. Yeah, they seem like they'd be really fun to tour with.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
That was a fun
it
tour.
It was a good time, for sure. Absolutely.
That's awesome. And being a two-piece, I imagine that it's probably kind of easier to tour with. Maybe you could get things in a smaller vehicle.
Oh, no, it's amazing. We've got a van. We've got beds in there for the two of us. A lot of times when we go to houses, we just end up sleeping in the van because it's more comfortable.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And it was the most fun tour we've done because it was so easy. And it was just Amy and I. And
yeah.
Such a good time.
Just having fun.
After we got back from that tour, it was like weeks later, we just kept laughing. Like, that was so fun. It was so easy, and there's only, you know,
it was
two personalities to deal with, and we're self-contained, and yeah, it was great.
That's awesome. Right on. Well, we're going to get into the music and let that kind of speak for itself. This is a band called Year of the Cobra, if you're just tuning in now. White Wizard is the first track we're going to play. You want to introduce it? Anything you want to say about it?
You know, this is the first song that we wrote, actually.
Cool.
So, yeah, we were pretty stoked when it came out.
All right. Yep. Here we go. It's Year of the Cobra, White Wizard, first song they ever wrote.
Blows through her flowing hair.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Of the Cobra, they are up in the studio, an awesome two-piece, and it's very cool to have them in the studio. It's a three-song EP we are featuring tonight, but I want to know, give me the skinny. You guys going to be recording anything else coming soon? Are we get more music from you guys?
Yes, we're very stoked. We're going to record our debut full-length in April with the legendary Billy Anderson, who's done...
Oh, snap.
Yeah, beyond stoked. He needs no introduction, but yes, yeah. Very excited.
That's awesome. So tell me a little bit about this label that you guys are on that you're representing, because you were mentioning that they're from New Jersey, but they have a couple of Northwest bands, which is a really cool thing.
They do, yeah. Wounded Giant, which are amazing, and Ancient Warlocks. Their final record's coming out soon. Awesome label. He's an old school punk rock guy. I just love Stoner and Doom, and
he produces some killer vinyl.
Oh my god,
I mean, cool!
Amazing, beautifully done vinyl. The artwork is spectacular. So we're really, really excited and very, very lucky to be with them.
STB Records is the
That's
name.
Right.
In case you're wondering what we're talking about, it's Year of the Cobra, and they are in studio. In case you just flicked on the radio, now where can people get your record if they're just hearing it for the first time, and where can they find you online?
You know, we are on Bandcamp. It's yearofthecobra.bandcamp.com. We also have CDs for sale on Big Cartel, as well as t-shirts and sweatshirts. And that's also yearofthecobra.bigcartel.com. And you can get our stuff at any of our shows. We've got a show in Bremerton in December 12th?
12th, yeah.
Yeah, it's a Moss Generator release show in Bremerton. That's going to be amazing.
Cool.
We'll be in Portland December 19th?
Yep.
Yeah, with Disenchanter. So, yeah, we've got some good gigs coming up, and you can find all of our stuff at our show or online, either place.
Cool. You can pick it up, and you can support them, and you can see them in your town if you're across the water in Bremerton or if you're in the Portland area. I know I'll be getting some Portland time in pretty soon, so maybe I'll have to come and check you guys out in Portland.
Yeah, man, yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, we can get some donuts afterwards.
Ah, some voodoo. The venue we're playing at
is right next door, three doors down.
Get yourself a bacon maple bar.
Yeah, right?
That's awesome. We're going to play Wasteland. It is Year of the Cobra. We'll be back with them in just a few. It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
I hope you're pumped on this music because it is really awesome and it is local and it is time for you to support your local bands. Go to a show. If you were not at the High Dive on Friday, you can make up for it. Year of the Cobra is going to be playing some sweet shows, and they're going to be playing with Moss Generator. What's the info on this one again?
Yeah, next month, December 12th in Bremerton at the Manette Saloon.
Manette Saloon, that's awesome. I've heard good things about that one. I might have to take a ferry ride over there.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be a really good show. It's their split release with Sour.
Cool. Right on. Well, thank you very much for coming up to the studio. It was great to see you guys on Friday. Year of the Cobra again. You know, this is your time. The floor is yours. Say what you want. You know, give shout-outs, whatever you want to say.
Well, we just want to say thank you, first of all, for having us, man.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty cool, right?
Yeah. Super easy. Yeah.
We're really stoked about our shows in December, and then the Portland, December 19th. We want to say thank
December
you to...
December 18th.
Oh, December 18th.
Yeah.
And then we have we're going to have our EP release show, because our EP's coming out on vinyl through Devil's Child, DHU, and
That is
EP.
Awesome.
Yep.
And that's going to be in January 23rd
at Substation. So details are still being worked out on that, but it'll be a really rad show. And we'll have vinyl records, which we're super stoked about.
Oh my gosh, it's gonna look so good too. And then
what's the color combination? I know you guys are thinking about it.
Oh boy, we got a three-way color combination. We've got your standard just black.
Okay.
We've got just red vinyl, and then red with black splatter.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Sure, nice.
Collect all three.
Yep. But yeah, I just want to say thank you, especially to STB Records, Devil's Child's Records, DHU Records, and...
HMVP.
Yeah.
But and then our full length is going to come out, you know, end of summer of 2016. We're recording in April with Billy, so keep an eye out for that, because it's gonna be rad.
Yeah, very excited.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, thank you again for coming up. We're going to play a band that you're going to be playing with in Bremerton. We just talked about a Moss Generator.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the title track off of Electric Mountain Majesty. So turn it up. You're the Cobra. Very, very awesome. Definitely check them out online, buy their record, and come out to this show. It's Loud and Local. Cheers.
Struggle to defy. Electric Mountain Majesty, there's nothing in your eyes. If I could see what you have seen, I'd surely take my life. If you die, where do I go? Who carries my soul?
Loud and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
Let's go.
Local continues on. Thank you to Year of the Cobra for hanging out and joining us and playing three songs off their EP. Definitely check them out right there. The band you heard off the brand new belt-fed weapon, Mind Rape. All right. I'm not going to say much about that title, but the song was awesome. Belt-fed weapon, definitely check them out. They've been around for a very long time. It's like death thrash with kind of operatic power metal vocals. I'm into it. I love it. Shout out to Howitzer Production for definitely doing all the Seattle Metal Death Metal Fest back in the day. And he's continuing on with his brainchild, belt-fed weapon. Very awesome stuff. We have a very interesting request about a Seattle sports team that's no longer with us. You can guess it? You might be able to guess it. I'll be right back. It's Loud and Local.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Oh, hell yes. It's Loud and Local back here on The Rock, and I got a request from Bonnie Lake, a dude who's driving home, and he got to hear some Presidents of the United States of America. And it is not just any Presidents of the United States of America. No, it's not Lump, it's not Peaches. It's the Seattle Supersonics theme. Who are the Seattle Supersonics, you may ask? It is a team that was stolen by Clay Bennett and then turned into the Oklahoma City Thunder. Watch Sonic's Gate for free on YouTube if you know what I'm talking about. Then you're with me. It's Supersonics, the theme song. Shout out to Kevin Calabro for his little cameo on this one. Supersonics, oh yeah.
Supersonics, oh yeah. Supersonics.
Not just the regular team. Nate McClellan with him. Even three, over the shrimp. In the corner, Gary wide open. He delivers. Yes! Gary Payton hits the three. Ay, caramba!
15 seconds to play. Deadlift with the baseline, Jay. Up court, fast break, invaders. The slam dunk terminators. Fans can rattle the roof. Nothing but net, big smooth. Five guys in a groove. Supersonics, oh yeah. Supersonics.
Not just the regular team.
Supersonics, oh yeah.
Louder.
Supersonics, oh yeah.
Louder still.
Supersonics, oh yeah.
Now rattle the roof.
Supersonics, oh yeah. 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 Supersonics.
Not just a regular team, your Seattle Supersonics.
Oh my god, that was amazing! And seriously, kind of made me a little bit sad and wistful. But it's okay. It is Loud and Local, and we continue on. And it, you know what the worst part of it is? Is that when you watch an Oklahoma City Thunder game, is that they give you the stats of the Oklahoma City Thunder as if they were the Supersonics. So they're like, the last time Oklahoma City Thunder was in the playoffs was 1996. No, fool! That was Gary Payton, Sean Kemp. It was Seattle Super... Okay, I'm going to keep myself... regulated. I'm going to stop going off. Matt's up next. It's Loud and Local. I'm not going to go off on this temper tantrum. But again, check out Sonic's Gate Online Director's Cut on YouTube for free. Right now, we're going to end with the Hollow Points, Rocket to Rainier. It's Loud and Local. Thanks for listening. Shout out to Year of the Cobra.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.